Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Mokoreyaka. Shedididioko. Moko shabadidiyaka. Oh, we are grateful this morning that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name. What a righteous God you are. What a holy Father you are. King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless your holy name. We call on you, O God. What a mighty God we serve. O God, we break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, and ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all demons that claim any legal right to our life through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods in the name of Jesus and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Yeriyaka, Shedidioko. Yanene, Yoko Shebadidiaka. Oh, we thank you this morning for what you've done, what you're about to do. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all spirit marriages that will cause incubus and succubus demons to attack us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Makoririaka. We break and disannul any marriage to any demon that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Hallelujah. What a great God we are. You are. How, what a great Father you are. What a great shepherd you are. We have a covenant with you, God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined. We are joined to the Lord, and we are one. We are one spirit with him. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the body and blood of Jesus. We divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our lives through any ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any family demon that would follow our lives through ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. We call on your mighty holy name this morning. You are Lord. You are God. You are King. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. Hallowed be thy righteous name. You are King. You are Lord. You are Father. You are Shepherd. Shepherd of shepherds. Lord of lords. King of kings. Almighty Father, we honor your holy presence. Oh, we are thanking you this morning for everything that you've done everything you are about to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning that you are Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are merciful, merciful. Brand new mercies every day. Without your mercy, we can do nothing. We surrender all to you. Have your way this morning. Have your way on Bible Story Land. We bow to you, O King of Kings. We bow to you, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name. Welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We are grateful you joined us. Hallelujah. We're even more grateful that the Most High God is with us. He is not a man that he should lie. He joined us. He promised. Hallelujah. And every promise that he made us shall come to pass. Now, don't forget the promises you made to him. Keep those too. We celebrate our Lord this morning with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He is a great, mighty God. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We thank God for his word. Isaiah 46:4 says, "And even to you old age, to your old age, I am he, and even to hoary hair will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you." What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. Thank you this morning for everything. Everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We honor your presence this morning, and we are grateful that you are with us. You were here before we came. Hallelujah. We honor you this morning. We say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So we are grateful this morning. We are thankful for Karen Itell with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning, honoring a father. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. What are you going to play this morning?
Amazing Grace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Karen, that was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Karen, do you have one more that you could play for us? One more.
Yes, I do. I'm going to How Great Thou Art.
Amen. Cleanse our hearts, Cleanse our hearts. Turn us back to you again. Help us not to leave you, oh God, to leave you, the great and mighty I am. Help us never to leave you, Father God. We know you won't ever leave us, but Lord, help us never leave you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we are grateful that you are forgiving, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you forgive us daily of all unrighteousness. You not only forgive us, you cleanse us from all evil. Oh, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have anything to fear, because you are with us. Your rod and your staff is comforting us on a daily basis. So we are thanking you, the Most High God. We thank those of you who joined us this morning for Senior Citizens Day. The Lord's word says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wonderful work. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. The glory of the young men is their strength. The beauty of old men is their gray hair. The hoary head is a crown of glory. If, there's an if there, the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. So I thank God for the word of God this morning. He's a mighty God. We have with us this morning Mother Fanny from Daytona Beach, Florida. We're going to ask her to pray for the senior citizens, the hoary-headed people, the gray-headed people. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
Amen, amen. We're going to ask you to pray for senior citizens this morning.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the blood still running warm and our veins. We thank you, God, for carrying us all the way.
For
you and no one but you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all the old citizens in the name of Jesus. You have strengthened us. You have given us a long life. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We lift you up. We magnify your name, dear God. We love you, dear God. Help us to always obey you, dear God. Do the thing that you want us all to do. Help us be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Lord, don't never, ever let us forget you, because you're never going to forget us, because you love us so much. You love us so much. And we want to give you all the grace and all the mercy. We want to give you everything we have. We don't want to hold back on you. We want to do the very best that we can do. Help us, you, Lord, who brought us all the way. Help us, you, who given us everlong life. In the name of Jesus, have mercy this morning. Strengthen all of your old citizens, Jesus. Be with us and lead us and guide us through the way you want us all the day, all to go. Because you are our Father God. You know exactly what we need. You know what we're hoping for, God. Help us, you, who brought us through. Here for you, who made a way out of no way. For you is the way, truth and the light. You said no man come to the Father. We must and we shall come for Jesus Christ. For we get to our heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. For Father, have mercy this morning. Have mercy on all of old citizens. In the name of Jesus, give them strength, courage. Give them what they need. Let them hold on to your unchanging hand. Have mercy, Jesus. Without you, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. But with you, we can go every last mile of the way. You for us every step of the way. You work with us 24/7, that's day and night. You keep us. You lead us. You guide us. You talk to us. You lead us Lord, be with us. Don't leave us. And Lord, we know you ain't going to leave us. But Lord, help us to stay with you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that awesome prayer. You prayed, Mother Fanny. We thank God that you were led by his Holy Spirit as you prayed. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning. Welcome again to Bible Storyland. We are so grateful you joined us. You know, there's nobody like our God. None can compare to how great he is. He's awesome and mighty. He's holy. And he commanded us to be holy like him. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for each of you and for your families. We are grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. We are grateful for all the blessings. You know, he blesses us daily. He loads us up with benefits. And he gives us many blessings. Life is a blessing. We didn't earn life. He gave it to us freely. So we are grateful for the blessings that the Father give us on a daily basis. Those benefits, yeah, we didn't earn them. He freely gives us benefits. And his grace and mercy is sufficient. So I thank the Lord this morning for everything he's doing, everything he's going to do. He's done great things for us. Think about from the time you were born to now, how he has kept you. When you look back over your life and you think of all the ways God saved you from destruction, how he kept you, how he kept your family, how he made a way when there was seemingly no way. Think of all the great, mighty things that he's done, and then begin to praise and thank him because he's done more than we give him credit for. When we were driving down the street, car turning in front of us, he made sure we didn't hit the car. People walking in the street, texting, going across the street, not even noticing the cars in front of them. He made sure we didn't hit them. Even when you walked across the street, didn't see the car, he made sure the car didn't hit you. Your cupboard was getting bare, low with food. Oh, yeah, somebody came and brought you a meal. When you were in the hospital, he had people go visit you. When you needed something for your babies, your children, you didn't have it. He provided it for you all through the years. Think about when you were sick and you didn't feel good, how you cried out to the Most High God. Lord, I'm sick. Help me, Jesus. He helped us through all of those times. He came in, touched our bodies. Healed our bodies. He's a great physician. You know the doctors are limited. You go to the doctor and they can't find it. But God, in his infinite wisdom, he finds it. He don't need no machine. He don't need x-rays. He don't need blood transfusions like the doctors give. He give us everything we need for life and godliness. He's a mighty God, an awesome God. He provides everything we need. Look back over your life and begin to thank him, for he was merciful. You know, when you lied, cheated, and stole, when you lived in the fleshly way, he forgave us. He forgave us. He led us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When we said, Abba, Father, forgive us for everything that we've done against your will. Don't you know he forgives?
Yes, he does.
He's a great forgiver, and he commanded us. He didn't say, if you want to, you can love me this day, and you don't have to love me that day. No, daily walking close to him. We must forgive everybody, even the Most High God. Yeah, we have to forgive him, because sometimes we say, why did you take my loved one? Why did you allow this to happen to me? Why did you do this to me, God? We blame him. When all he's doing is loving on us and making sure we're in the path of righteousness. He made a way when there was no way. So ask him to forgive you for blaming him. He didn't do it. What he's doing is leading us. Yeah, we go through trials. We go through tribulations.
We
go through all kinds of situations. But the Most High God is faithful. Mm-hmm. He is faithful to lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It wasn't anything that we did that we're still alive today and we could say, Abba, Father, we didn't do anything. He made sure. He gave us life, abundant life. And so we are grateful this morning as we begin to praise and thank him. Remember the Most High God. Remember his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Remember his mercy.
Hi, Faith. Your mama was my first grader.
Done. We have Pastor Donna.
Good to see you.
Morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna from Paducah, Kentucky.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Minister G.
Good morning. Amen.
Hi.
Amen. We thank God for you this morning.
Thank you.
I'm doing great. Listen to this. My home church invited me to their women's Christmas breakfast, and that's where I am. There's 16 women here this morning. Our pastor's wife has been sick, and she's here. We've just got a good group of women who everybody's smiling, and everybody's happy, and just glad to be alive.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we're great for you joining us. What are you going to sing this morning?
Jesus is on the main line. How's that?
Amen.
Yes, we can tell him what we want. Our first lady has been so sick, but the Lord has blessed her and kept her, and she's still going. She's still going.
Hallelujah.
So that's what I'm going to sing this morning. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Oh, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. If you're sick and can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Donna, who's
thank
at a
you.
Women's conference this morning. And, Lord, they are concerned about the first lady of the church. And, Lord, you got her. You got her in the palm of your almighty hand. She shall live and not die. She shall continually declare your works, O God. She shall begin to function like never before. Healing, healing, healing is her portion, O God. O God, you sent the word and healed them. Send the word and heal her. Strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. Remove any medication from her that's too strong, O God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, teach her what to eat, what not to eat.
Yes.
Take up your bed and walk, woman of God. Strength is her portion in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister G, God bless you. I love you so much. I am going to hang up, but please remember us in prayer.
Amen. Love you too. Have a great day, a God-filled day, and I know you're going to bless the people at that conference. I'm not concerned about that. So thank you so much. You are a blessing to us. Thank you for that song. Thank you for
thank
being
you.
On. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you, Father, that Jesus is on the main line. We can call him up. Hallelujah. Today. We can call him up tonight. We can call him up all day long. 24/7, we can call him up. And he is there for us. He is here for us. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He's on the main line, and all we got to do is say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus, we need you. And he's right here. He won't leave us. We're thanking the Lord this morning. We thank God for Mother Fanny this morning. She prayed a prayer for the senior citizens. Now we're going to ask her to sing a song of praise this morning unto God on Bible Story Land. She lives in Daytona Beach, Florida, about a couple of hours or so from Jacksonville. And the weather here is going to get into the 70s, so I know it's going to be a great day in Daytona Beach. Good morning again, Mother Fanny. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks to good Lord.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
My hallelujah.
Oh, my God. My favorite hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my praise belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. All of my praise belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my love belongs to you. All of my love belongs to you. All of my love belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my wish belongs to God. All of my wish belongs to you. All of my wish belongs to you. You deserve it, Lord. All of my praise belongs to you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you want to do one song, or are you trying to get ready to go to the church?
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that wonderful song that Mother Fanny sang. She knows it's one of my favorites. I love to hear her sing that song. Well, we're waiting for Mother Ludell. She's coming on soon. She got to go to a church, but she's going to come on soon and sing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. So we are so grateful for the Senior Citizens Day, the elderly, you know, those with the hoary head, those that call on the name of the Lord, those that have, you know, been around a long time. We're honoring them today. God is a faithful God. He's,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's merciful. He's so loving. Oh, my God.
Yes, he is.
You know, when we said no to him, he said yes to us. He said she shall, you know, bring forth. He shall, she shall, they will bring forth my word, my will in the earth realm. So I thank God for what he's doing every day in us. He sacrificed Jesus. He's his only son. He sacrificed him. For us. He knew we were going to sin against him. He knew what our lives would be like from the foundation of the earth. He knew. He understood what our plight was in life. He knew what we were going to have to go through.
Yes, Lord.
He knew everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
And he know he's still with us. He shaped us, formed us in our mother's belly. He knew what he had purpose for us to be. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Great plans. Awesome plans. He knows the plans now that he have for us. And he has mighty plans. No evil plans. You know, the devil plan evil plans for us. The devil try to set a trap for us just like he did Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came and he said, no. No, look this way. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Don't listen to what he says. Listen to what I say. And, you know, many of us say, something told me. No, if that something didn't tell you evil, it's God talking to you. So listen, hearken. Hearken means listen and do as you were instructed to do. Even if you don't understand it, even when you don't understand it, listen and do what he tells you to do. Hearken to his voice. Hear what God is saying to you. We're grateful Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell just joined us from Appling, Georgia. We know she got to go to something at the church this morning, but we are grateful for her. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank God.
And yeah.
Go to a little Christmas dinner at my church this morning at 10. So I'm going to sing a short, brief prayer. Brief song. I believe I pray a prayer while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer. Oh, yes. While I have this chance, made out of this chance, please I sing a song, you know, while I have
a chance.
Well, I believe I pray a prayer.
God for all the life that he's put in Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, and all the children of God, the aged men and women of God.
Yes, Lord.
Mother Ludell, I love that song. Thank you so much. You have a
all
God
right.
Almighty Father. I thank you for Mother Ludell coming on this morning. I thank you for what you're doing in her body. I thank you, Lord God, giving her strength, oh God, to carry on many days, Lord God. She may be discouraged. She may be in pain. But yet, you won't ever leave her. You won't ever forsake her. You're always with her. Oh God, we thank you for the abundant life that you are giving her strength. And even as she's an encouragement to many people, most definitely, she's an encouragement to Bible story land, to all of us, Lord God, how she's praying a prayer. Oh, yeah, she's praying that prayer while she got a chance. She's singing that song while she's getting a chance. She's moaning that moan while she still got breath in her body. So we thank God for Mother Ludell in Applin, Georgia. We thank God for her family. Even as she go to the function today, Lord God, I thank you for the blessing that she will bring to the people of God there. As she go on her journey, continue her journey, keeping her eyes fixed on you. I thank you that you are her healer, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you for what you're doing for her and for her family. Continually walk with Mother Ludell. Talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Mother Ludell. All right. Well, we thank God. You know, he's a merciful God, a faithful Father. And it's time for the Word of God. You know, it's nothing like the Word of God now. This great woman of God who's coming on with us this morning, possibly her husband as well, they're prophets. And you know God has many prophets in the earth realm, but these are precise prophets, prophets of God who are chosen by God to bring the Word into the earth realm, a sure word. We thank God for the Spirit of the Lord is upon this woman of God and her husband to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He sent them to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So I thank God for them this morning. I was with them in a service on Thursday night, and it was an awesome time in the Lord. I tell you what, the Lord used the prophet, and Prophet Lawson and Prophetess Lawson, he used them mightily that night. And he's continually using. We were waiting on Bible Story Land today. Woo, he has great things in store for us as the prophet and her husband come forth with the mighty message of God. Good morning, the Lawsons. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning.
I'm going to let John sing first. Sorry for the music. John, we're going to let John sing first. And then the word. But we thank God for today. We thank God for the multiple blessings that he's bestowed on us, because today was a day that we've never seen before. We thank God, hallelujah, for waking us up and starting us in our right mind. My husband always used to say, when his father used to say, Lord, thank you for a right mind. He was like, he always got a right mind, but not knowing as a boy, there's going to come a day and an hour that there are going to be people who are not in their right minds. But we thank God for health and strength. We thank God for all the things from the beginning to the end. I love the first song being Amazing Grace, and I thank God for how great thou art. For God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to turn it over to my husband.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. And good morning again.
Good morning.
The song I'm going to sing is Jesus, I Just Love to Call Your Name. Jesus, yes, Lord, I just love to call your name. Jesus, your name is so wonderful. Jesus, yes, Lord, I just love to call your name. You're the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, yes, Lord, I just love to magnify. Jesus, magnify your name. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I just love to magnify. You're the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus. Yes, Lord, I just love to glorify. Jesus, glorify your names. Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord, I just love to glorify. You're the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, yes, Lord, I just love to bless your name. Jesus, your names are so wonderful. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I just love to bless your name. You're the Lord of lords and King of kings. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever you need.
Jesus.
Just call his name.
Jesus.
Whatever you need.
Jesus.
Just call his name.
Jesus.
He's Jehovah Jireh.
Jesus.
Where he provides.
Jesus.
Jehovah Nisi,
Jesus,
he reigns in victory.
Jesus,
El Shaddai,
Jesus,
he is more than enough.
Jesus,
El Shaddai,
Jesus,
the many-breasted one.
Jesus,
tested anew.
Jesus,
my righteousness.
Jesus.
Jemekadesh.
Jesus.
One's the sanctified.
Jesus.
He's the Alpha.
Jesus.
And Omega too.
Jesus.
He's the beginning.
Jesus.
And the end.
Jesus.
He's the Lord of lords and King of kings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love to bless his name. We love to call on his name. Thank you, Prophet Lawson. That was awesome. Ooh, I love that song. Thank you.
Amen.
That's right. We have to call on the name of Jesus.
That's right. Every day.
Hallelujah.
All the time. Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As they say, the day is not promised to any man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But it's by the grace of God that we are all here and that we all have the activities in our limbs.
We live. We move.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
Have our being. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father. So we give honor to God. We give honor to his son, Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Bible Storyland today. Lord God, we, John and I, we humbly submit ourselves to you. Lord God, use us, oh God, for your glory, God. And Lord God, we'll give you all the honor and we'll give you all the praise in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Sister G, when you asked, you had not known in the last 2 weeks, I said, I guess we had honored Brother Boney Part. He turned 100 years old. They had his birthday party Saturday, but on, I think, Monday, he turned 100 years old. we had went in the across South Carolina. I went and I saw one of my cousins who was going to be turning 95 in this month. Another cousin who turned 94 2 months ago, and like I said, and then the week before that, we had buried what would be the oldest member of our church, and she was 87. But we just thank God because God has placed us around senior citizens.
Mm, yes, Lord.
He's always gave us. Well, we started on the fifth Sunday. Every fifth Sunday, I was a lay minister in the United Methodist Church. We started going to the nursing home. South Carolina. Then my husband took it as a passion. That was one thing that God placed in his heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I mean a passion. You know, when God puts something on your heart, it burns. It burns with fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. You can't run from it. You just got to do it. And my wife and I, matter of fact, we just had that passion over 20-something years now.
Yeah.
And we go to the nursing home every month.
27 years.
Yes, every month. And we pray. We bring the word. We take food. And, you know, because the word of God said we are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those that are in prison, pray for the sick until they are well, house the homeless, and remember the poor. And these are the commandments that we adhere to, and we try our best to just to uphold those commandments. It's not about us just going to church or being in church and running around, butting up against the walls and sweating all over the place and knocking people over. It's about learning in church, getting filled, hallelujah, with the word. And go out and we bring demonstration to the word of God. That's what it's all about, demonstration.
Amen. I'm going to read about four scriptures and we're going to go into ministering. Amen.
Amen.
So these are four scriptures dealing with aging. Amen. The age. Job 12:12 states, wisdom is with the age, and understanding is the length of days. Psalm 71:18. So even to the old age, the gray hair, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your mighty to another generation, your power to all those that come. And then let me see if I can skip down. I want to do this one. Even to the old age, oh, Isaiah 46:4.
Amen.
Isaiah 46:4 said, even to your old age, I'm he. And to the gray hair, I will carry you, and I have made, and I will bear, and I will carry, and will save. So God, we just thank God for those scriptures, amen. And then the final scripture is which we comes out of Timothy, no Titus. Titus the second chapter, 1-6, and we're gonna touch on each one of these scriptures, amen.
Amen.
But as for you. Titus, second chapter, 1-6. But as for you, teach what is according with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good. And so to train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure working at home, kind and submissive to her own husband. That's the word of God that may be going to be revealed. Amen. So when as I think back over the last 2 weeks, as I was saying, the first 2 weeks ago, we buried one of the senior women of our ministry. And one thing, what I love about her, I was telling her family that she was so welcoming. She welcomed everybody. And just because you're a senior citizen, as today there are many grumpy people, there are many angry people, there are many miserable people. But the best thing to be is to be welcoming, to be loving, to be kind.
Yeah.
The work and the fruits of the Spirit, amen?
Yeah.
And so, when we get around seniors, one thing we always glean is wisdom.
Ah, yes, Lord Jesus.
Wisdom. I'm going to let my husband speak a little bit. When we first started our ministry, which we were in, we went to Bible school, and we went to Bible school and the evangelist Lucille Mosley, and she was a teacher. And one thing my husband said, he has not forgotten what she's taught it
Amen.
Us. And that's almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, back in 1989, I met my wife, and she introduced me to evangelist Mosley. And I initially went to church with her, you know, because I was invited by her. But when I got, and I thought I knew some word at the time. I didn't know anything. I thought I did. And after she got a hold of us, and we went to her classes, and she taught, I mean, she taught the word. The word, you know, our logo is the written word, but the word became rhema. It became alive in my life. And since 1989, I basically remember every word that came out of her mouth since then. Because a lot of things that happened in my life today now, I give her, you know, God, give God the glory, but it was God, God used her as a vessel to work through to get to me. And I basically remember everything, because a lot of things come up in my life. I say, Pastor Mosley taught me that.
That's right.
Teacher Mosley taught me that. I say, it's ongoing almost every day or every week. I would say something about her, because one thing about that word, once it get in, hallelujah, it began to grow. You water it, and it will grow. And so we just want to thank God for her even now. Mm-hmm. And because that word is something about that word of God. It wants to get in you, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Like we said, she was full of wisdom.
Yes.
She taught us how to pray. She taught us how to
yes.
study the word. She, you know, she taught us not necessarily to take the word from one scripture to another scripture,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, from one point to one point to try to get in an argument
yes.
with somebody. But she taught us that the word is true. And that we must apply the word as God has designed it, and so that so it can edify and comfort and encourage other people. And one thing that we've learned, that's the time I said, it says, well, wisdom is with the age, because she taught us, hallelujah, how to operate as Christians.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
She didn't taught us how to be churchgoers. She taught us, hallelujah, to reverence God.
Yeah.
She like I said, the other scripture said that the older woman should teach the younger. She taught me how to put God first. Glory to God. Even though I was getting married, her thing was that you got to honor God first.
And
if you want your marriage to be blessed,
yeah.
you have to honor God first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I always remember that he gave me the scripture in Isaiah 54 where the scripture said, the Lord is your husband. Because,
yeah.
if, hallelujah, if you stay married to God, hallelujah, your marriage will work.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord, Jesus.
Because God will lead you and he will guide you and he will teach you what to say and what to do and how to reverence each other. Glory to God. And out of Psalms 71, it says, even the old age and the gray hair, so God will do not, and David was asking God not to forsake him. Hallelujah. He said, because I will proclaim, hallelujah,
yes,
glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, yes.
I will proclaim you to the next generation.
Yes.
And that's what I have noticed that with many of the seniors, even the seniors that we're on today, glory to God, they're still proclaiming the gospel of
yes,
Jesus Christ
yes.
at 90, at 100 years old. They're giving God all the glory and all the grace. That is by God's grace that they are alive, not of themselves. Glory to God. And we just thank God for that.
Yeah, I thank God for seniors because, they, like you said, they have a lot of wisdom. I think in the book of James 1 and 4, I think it is God said, everyone lacking wisdom, ask him for the wisdom. And old people have asked, aged people have asked God down through the years, right on this call today,
mm-hmm.
down through the years. And anytime, for me, when an older person opens their mouth, I listen. Because you got to know that wisdom is coming out. And that's what we need today, especially in these last and evil days. We need a lot of wisdom. So we got to be attentive to when people of age and gray hair of age
yeah.
and the word of God, loving God. You got to listen. We got to listen when they open their mouth. Amen. We got a lot to learn. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, and then the next scripture says, glory to God, that God, like I said, God, David asked God not to forsake him, you know. And my thing is that with God, glory to God, God will keep you.
Yes,
he's a keeping God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Through heartaches, through pain, through disappointment, through lack. As Sister G mentioned it the day on the radio, I mean, then the broadcast, throughout anything and everything you experience, God has always been there.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's always been there. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank God for never leaving us and never forsaking us, oh God, for always being a God-keeping God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right,
over heartache, over pain, which we know that the two seniors, citizens, hallelujah, have lost their children earlier in this year. God is a God-keeping God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the time of your missing and in your time of your loving or your loved one is dead and gone, God still, hallelujah, will keep you. He will be your comfort. Hallelujah. And the time of sadness and sorrow.
Just like you said, when God is in the presence of the age of the seniors, it's when two or three of us gather in his name, he said he'd be in the midst. But when he's just not in the midst standing, the Bible, the word of God said he have riches and honor in one hand, long life and length of days in the other. In order to be aged, you've got to be in the presence of God. And then when you're in the presence of God, wisdom and everything comes. Riches and honor in one hand and long life and length of days in the other. And that's for us to have. But we can't get that if we're not in the presence of the Lord, on our face, on our knees. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for wisdom. We thank God for senior citizen, because sometimes the younger people look at a senior citizen and say, oh, you old. Well, yes. But if you want to live, you get here too. And you cannot live this long except for the grace of God and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the love of God and love for people. Amen. So we got to be careful. Young people, I know some young people on this call too. So young people, be careful when you're around aged people. instead of just looking at them and saying, you old and stuff. No, it's a blessing to be of age.
Amen.
Older. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to Titus 2, 1 through 6. It's really saying to the old man as well as the old women, you must teach according to sound doctrine. Hallelujah. You must be dignified. You must have self-control and sound faith.
Yes.
We won't deal with sound. It's a sound faith and love and in steadfastness. So we're going to deal with having sound faith. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the songs are like a sea tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storm of life are raging, God stand by me. You got to know, glory to God, when all hell is breaking loose in your life, you have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So that your labor would not be in vain.
Amen.
Glory to God. You have to do that. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
And sound faith is in the sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is in the word. And faith come by hearing. And hearing the word of God. All that's connected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sound faith. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And then we'll touch on the subject of love. Glory to God. God said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe upon him shall not perish.
Yes.
God said, I am love.
Yes, Lord.
And if we're going to be examples of him, and if we're born and shaped in the image of him, we must have love.
Mm-hmm.
Love come with forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You can't say, I love this person and hold unforgiveness for the next person. Hallelujah. If you're truly in Christ, you have to learn how to forgive.
Yes.
Glory to God. And my thing is, some people say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Well, you can forget in a way, hallelujah, that God gets the glory, not to ever get angry. Hallelujah. Not to ever be bitter, not to walk in rejection,
mm-hmm.
but to walk in love.
Because
God is love, and he wants us to continue walking in love and being in love with one another.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
One of God's characteristics is love. He is love, and one's characteristics is love. He wants to walk in love. Just like a scripture you called a few seconds ago. For God so loved the world that he gives only God's Son, whosoever believes in him not perish, but have everlasting life. And he proved that too by sending his Son.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to love everybody. It's a song, the song out there. We got to love everybody. Love is a part of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. So thank God for love.
Yeah. And then we're going to go down what it says to the women. It said that women should have self-control, pure working homes, submissive. Hallelujah. What I love about God is that God told a man to love his wife.
Mm.
If a man truly loves his wife,
mm-hmm.
it makes it is not hard submitting to somebody who loves you.
Amen.
And that's the kind of what is
yeah.
so nice about this thing
yeah.
is that when God created marriage, hallelujah,
uh-huh.
he said, I'm married to the backslider. We saw in the book of Hosea that he was married to a prostitute, and in all cases they were dishonoring the man.
Amen.
But glory to God. But the love of God and the marriage that God has for us, hallelujah, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, whether or not we wake up in the morning and run to work. He said, I'm still going to love you.
Yeah.
David said, if I make my pit in hell, God is going to be there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If he says, I go to the highest mountain, God is there. Why? Because God loves us. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you and forsake you. Glory to God. But what we have to do, we have to have the in-kind love, the
yes,
return
agape,
love.
Agape.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
like
Lord.
God, hallelujah.
Yes,
able
Lord.
To forgive and
yes.
able to forgive
hallelujah.
And able, hallelujah,
mm.
to be all loving and all kind
mm.
as God has said that we may teach and train our children.
Yes.
Glory to God to be loving of God. Loving a family, honoring and respecting adults and parents. And these days, I should say, the other week when I was out of town, I could not believe that my niece, 10-year-old boy, and my nephew and her nephew, who was 13, was talking back to her. I said, she's an adult. You are to honor. You're supposed to give respect to those that are senior to you. And in these days today, we need women of God to train up their children so that they will learn how to honor
yeah.
senior citizens.
Yeah.
So it's Senior Citizen Day, and we wanted to just come on and just give a word that God is a forever keeping God. He's a forever loving God. And if you, being a senior, impart your wisdom unto the younger generation, we'll forever remember it, and we'll forever keep it. The Bible even tells us, like, train up a child the way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get older, they won't depart. Amen. Glory to God. Why we can't depart? Because you have placed so much word in us. You have placed so much love in
yes,
us.
Yes.
So that's how come the children will stick with God. And it's how we train them up. Amen.
Just thank God for seniors, too, because seniors, to break that down, you have seen a lot. Seniority that God has given them the privilege to be a senior authority over the young people. So young people, listen up. Seniors have seen a lot, they have heard a lot, and they know a lot. God has given them the grace to have seniority over you, and we are to obey them. But like I said, obey your parents, and also your days to be long upon the land. Because when you don't obey, when we don't obey our parents, or even seniors, our days can be cut off.
Amen.
It can be cut short.
Amen.
Premature this and premature that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that. We've got to obey. We just thank God for seniors. Just thank God for seniors. Amen.
Even pray ourselves.
Father God, we just thank you for a word that you have given us to give to your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you are omniscient. Who knows the God who knows it all? And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for ministering to seniors. Give them, continue to give them long life and length of days so they can impart into us even more, Father God, so we can know more to go about doing your will in the earth so you can be glorified, your Son be magnified, and the people of God be edified and built up even in their faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that for Sister G and her ministry, Lord, being in ministry to seniors, Lord God, continue to lengthen her days even more. Give her the strength, Lord God, and more wisdom, Father God. Thank you for her patience, Lord God, because it is patience. Hallelujah. We just magnify you. We exalt you, Lord God, what you have done in her, what you continue to do through her as a vessel that you work through. We give you all the praise and the glory and honor in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. We turn it back to you, Sister G.
Amen. I enjoyed that word. I was thinking y'all was going to keep on going. Wow, that was a strong word, but it was a great word. Hallelujah. Thank God for Prophet John Lawson and his wife, Prophetess Lawson. It was a great word, to senior citizens. I appreciate that word. You said you got to glean wisdom from the elderly. So I thank God for those four scriptures they read in Job 12:12, Psalm 71:18, Isaiah 46:4, Titus 2:1-6. God is a forever keeping God. We got to keep that in memory. He's a forever keeping God. Look how he's keeping you. So we thank God for the wisdom they imparted on Bible Storyland. We thank God for all that they've done on Bible Storyland. And Father, we rebuke the devil who would not allow people to get on through. Some people were not allowed to get on because the devil was blocking them. But thank God for wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank God, oh God, that some people were able to get on through another means. So Father, we just honor your presence right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. And Lord, you said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling men everywhere to repent. So Father, we ask you, oh God, for salvation on Bible Storyland. So the lines are open up. I'm going to open all the lines right now. If anybody needs salvation, you speak up. We have ministers on here who will lead you through the plan of salvation. God has a plan for your life. He don't want anybody to be lost. God has a great plan for all of our lives. He wants everybody saved. Say, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for you and me and all of us. He came for all of us. Now, some people have received him and some people haven't. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. So we're thanking the Lord this morning, you know, for those of us who have not denied the Lord. We can't deny him. He came here and gave his life. He was beaten to a bloody pulp, unrecognizable for you, for me, for our families, for the whole world. But we can't deny him. We got to say that Jesus is Lord. So if anybody's not saved, you can speak right now. We got people on, ministers on to walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Look like everybody's saved on Bible Storyland. Now, you know what? Once we get saved, we got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We can't look at the glim and the glamour of the world and be pulled in. Uh-uh. He said he don't want worldliness in us. We can't have the worldly ways and God at the same time. He said he's one God, and he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. We can't be divided. We can't backslide. So we got to make sure. We got to make sure that we are all on one accord with God. We got to make sure that we are continually obeying God. We can't slide back and let mud get on us, let sin get on us. No, we got to fight against sin. The devil wants to drag us in the mud, but we say, no, devil, we're going to honor our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know, he come in slithering in trying to tell you, no, you could do this, you could do that. No, God said we're to honor him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Anybody backslidden? God passed us on. You know, I thank God for everybody being saved, but you know, the word of God says, you know, search your soul. See if you be in the faith. If you backslidden, repent before God and let him clean us up and get us back on the path of righteousness. We got to stay. You know, the road gets hard sometimes. Nobody said the road was going to be easy, but we got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We don't know the way, but he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's leading us in a plain path. He's leading us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He ain't going to let go of us, so let's not let go of him either. It's prayer time on Bible Storyland. All the lines are open for prayer. Prayer request. So effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you have a prayer request, state your prayer request. We'll write them down, and we have our ministers on here that's going to be praying for you. We've got Prophet Lawson, Prophetess Lawson, other ministers that will be leading you through prayer this morning. Hallelujah. We can call on the name of the Father. Morning, noon, and night. We thank God that we could call on his name, and he is here for us. Yeah, we believe. Prayer. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. And Jesus definitely is on the main line. Yes, he is. He's still on the main line. We can call him up today. If you need a healing, call on his name. If you need deliverance, call on his name. If you need prayer, whatever it is you need, call on the name of the Lord. He is everything that we need. So take your prayer request this morning. All right. Nobody need prayer this morning?
Praise God, praise God. This is Gigi, Sister Gigi. General prayer for me, please, and for my family as well.
Okay. Anybody else need prayer?
Sister G.
Yeah.
Much of my husband just walked out the door, but he said he came back in the house and said, pray a special prayer for Sister Ludell. So I'm going to pray a special prayer for her, okay?
Okay. All right, you want to do it? That special prayer for her right now?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you and we give you glory, oh God, for you to drop my Sister Ludell and my husband's spirit, Lord God, that would make him come back in the house. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you wanted us to pray to meet her at every need, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she go forth to church, as she go forth on her way, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that there will be no accidents, no problems, any food that she's about to eat, where she's going, Lord God, there will be, Lord God, for the nourishment of her body. Father, we pray to strengthen her, Lord God, right now, oh God, that even as she sing and give you glory and honor, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that her words will not fall to the ground, but as so it will be planted in good soil, so it may be raised up, oh God, for all her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, and everyone she's duty bound to pray for, and her dedication to ministry, oh God, for lifting up her pastor, her church, her niece, oh God. We come in agreement for the prayers of Sister Ludell, that every need should be met, and everyone that she's due to pray for, Lord God, that your glory will be revealed in their life, God. We bind up at the hand of the enemy. We come against any form of sickness and disease. We pray for strength in her body now, Lord God, as she continues to walk and talk and have her being. We declare long life should be her portion. We cancel out any form of disaster. We cancel out sickness. We cancel out disease. That, Lord God, that as she has declared, not just 100, but God, she will continue to live and give you the honor and glory that's due unto you with good health, with a sound mind. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that she will always have a mind to praise you, always have a mind to give you glory. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything said and done in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for that wonderful prayer that you prayed for Mother Ludell. We'll keep lifting her up in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's an awesome King, a mighty God, and he does answer prayers. Hallelujah. Thank God. He don't always come when we want him, but he's always on time. He don't always answer the way we want him to answer, but he does answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. So we continuing in prayer. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband. Minister Gigi, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, and, you know, however the Lord leads you. Gigi, you still there?
Oh.
Still there. I don't know what happened. Gigi, can you hear me? All right, she can hear me. So, Prophetess Lassa, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and the request that I just made? Thank you.
Yeah. So, Father God, we thank and we praise you, oh God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, and Lord God, and even right now, who is, we're going to pray initially for the fellowship. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and I come in agreement with Sister G's prayer for the leader, the first lady of the conference host church. Oh God, that we pray for health and medicine should be her portion. We thank you, spare supernatural health, supernatural medicine, oh God, as by the balm of Gilead, Lord God. Oh God, the oil of gladness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to touch the first lady, oh God. And then, Lord God, we thank you that as a banquet, as a place to eat. But God, let your Holy Spirit have his way in the place. God, we thank you, Lord, as they're gathering there. Is there any broken women, any women, Lord God, that needs to just be reminded of your loving kindness, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, and those that are other ministers, that they may minister the love of God to those that need the sound of their voice. And Father, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God. And now, Lord God, we lift up Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, oh God. Bless them, Lord God, from the front of the from the pulpit to the door, every organization, every aspect, from the ushers, from the greeters, oh God, from the deacons and the leaders, oh God, for the women who do communion, because First Sunday's coming up. Oh, Father, we just ask you, Lord God, this to be a blessing, Lord God. Manifest your spirit, oh God, from those that come on the pulpit, oh God, and even for the little babes and the children, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We thank you for keeping it. We thank you for using it. We thank you, Lord God, for filling it with your spirit. Now for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband, we thank you for restoration on both sides. We thank you for restoring his health, and we thank you for restoring him back to the ministry. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to use both of them mightily, oh God, that they'll give the testimony of how you healed them and that others can be healed, God. We ask you a special covering of their children, their grandchildren. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. Be a shield about them, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every need be met for all that Pastor Donna Hawkins is concerned about. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Lawson. Appreciate it. Mother Fanny, are you on? Okay, she told me she may have to go early. Minister Sherry, are you on?
Oh, praise God. I got kicked off the line just now, but then I called Minister Gigi as I heard her on, because she did join me in just right when you're calling my name.
Okay. So, yeah, I had called her to pray. I didn't know what had happened. But anyway, Minister Sherry, are you available to pray for someone? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Could you pray for Jackie Travis? She has two daughters and a grandbaby, and she is her ministry is with senior citizens. Could you say a prayer for her?
Yes, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Gracious God, we come before you this morning humbly, dear God, seeking help from you on this day, Jesus. God, you know, we all have a need in our life today, God. And as they go by, Lord, you know the need. Father, but there's one name that is given among men that we can call in when we need help in the time of trouble. Father, I lift up Jackie Travis before you this morning. As her name has been called, Lord,
you for that powerful prayer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, Prophetess Lawson, can you pray for Minister Gigi? She asked for a general prayer for herself and her family.
Oh, Father God, we thank and we praise you, oh God, for Minister Gigi, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she reverence and honor you, oh God, we realize, Lord God, that even for Jesus, oh God, you did not stop any attacks. But, Lord God, as the Holy Spirit led him in the wilderness, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you just gave him the words to use, oh God, to fight and war against that what was warring against him. So therefore, Lord God, I lift up Sister Gigi to you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for every battle that she faced and every difficulty in every stressful situation, God, that you have given her the right words to use against the enemy. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. And when any time sickness or any other measures arise in her body, oh, God, and those that that she's pray about, we thank you that you're using Sister Gigi to use the right words, oh, God, to minister, Lord God, to the sick and the shedded, to minister even to her own self, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, for all things concerning her finance, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you said you own the cattle on a thousand hills, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you continue to bless and keep her, Lord God. Let no harm come nigh her dwelling, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she carries the word, oh God, as Mary carried Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that anything she's about to birth out, huh? She kidding about see. Oh God, the ministry that she's about to birth out, oh God. We pray that the Holy Spirit continue to shadow over her and guide her and lead her, God, in which direction to go. How about Shokorobose? Ah, God, I thank you, Lord God, that this in 2020, oh God, for this 2020 season, oh God, that she will, Lord God, birth her ministry out even the more, God, for the divine revelation that you've given her, Lord God, for Lord God, that as, I don't know why I'm hearing this, that as she connects, oh God, how about Shokorobose with the persons and the persons with the S, oh God, that she's supposed to do the next level ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for divine connection, oh God. We come against every form of person that will, Lord God, weigh on her and cause her to get distracted, oh God. We come against anything like that, God. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for steadfastness, oh God, that she'll be steadfast in the works of you, oh God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, just for a general prayer. Meet her, Lord God, at the point of her knees. Bless her going, bless her coming out, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for divine healing of her body. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, God. Sister Gigi, you have
Gigi?
Something to do in 2020.
Gigi, she's calling. Listen, she's calling your name. Listen.
Sister Gigi. I hear God say, write the vision for 2020. I hear God say that there's a ministry, there's some thing that he's been giving you. Glory to God, but now's the time and now's the season to go forth. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, for you know, hallelujah, that the plans, I've given you the plans, I've given you the objective for you to do, glory to God. And I know it's a connection with somebody else or some other ministry, oh God. But God said, go forth, my daughter. I hear him just ringing in my ears, go forth with the vision and what I've told you to do in 2020. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the songs.
Thank God for you.
Songs of prayer. We thank God for all that he's done on Bible Storyland. Next week, next Saturday will be Family Day on Bible Storyland. We rebuke the enemy who would not allow certain people to come on. We decree and declare next week, everybody who wants to come on will be able to dial in and come in on Bible Storyland in the name of Jesus. It's closing
Amen.
Time on Bible Storyland. Did anybody want to say anything before we close out?
Amen. Minister Gatlin and all the other ministers.
Yes.
I am grateful to be on the line this morning. I've been on it before, but never said anything. It is a blessing, so I'd like to be on Saturday morning and When I get on, this is what I love. I love when I get on the prayer line. We got meat. We don't play with the time that God has given unto us. We don't take it for granted.
Amen.
So I am so blessed to be here, Minister. And right when I was about to give my prayer request, I got disconnected. So I was wondering if I could give it a short prayer, please.
Okay, Prophetess Lawson, can you listen and pray for her when she give her request? Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I was about to ask to pray, just for general prayer, for me and my family, which is my, you know, three girls. You could just lift them up. And also my son-in-law. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. I thank you because now I just, for some reason, I'm just hearing my ears are open. Lord, I cancel the connection of the homeland. I plead the blood around Sister Gigi and her daughters and everything of the ancestry that is not of God. We cancel it now. We declare and decree that you have stationed them, you have placed them in a safe environment, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that Sister Gigi, oh God, grasped the word, oh God, and she ministers the word, oh God, because that's back in my spirit. Lord God,
Sister
that
Cherry, her name is Sister Cherry. Her name is Cherry? Sister Cherry.
Cherry, okay, Cherry. This is Sister Cherry. Sister
mm-hmm.
Cherry, God, we pray, Lord God, for Sister Cherry. Lord God, and you station this hedge of protection around her three daughters, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in this season in America, Lord God, as we give gifts, oh God. We come against the financial burden and the financial distraction, Lord God, that's been facing her daughters, oh God. We come against the conflict, oh God. Lord God, that, Lord God, that is happening, oh God. Lord God, as they go forth, Lord God, in ministry, Lord God, and I mean ministry of family, Lord God. And then, Lord God, I lift up her son-in-law, God. I ask you, Lord God, to be to show him the way, show him God and lead and protect him, Lord God, because he's asking you to do something specific, oh God. And I come in agreement, Lord God, with his prayers, with his thoughts, or with his wife's prayers, Lord God, that his needs, that he will see your hand move, because all three of them need to see your hand move in their life, God. Father, we come against every hindrance spirit. We bind every work of the devil, the principalities and the powers that's trying to rule, and every blocking spirit that's trying to block their love for each other, their finance, and their need, oh God, hallelujah, God, to stay as one body and one family and one friend. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that Sister Sherry, Lord God, will listen to what her daughters are saying, but Lord God, but not, I want to say the word meddling, but Lord God, do it from the prayerful point of ministering, Lord God, to her daughters on which way to go and what avenue to take and what, Lord God, and how to meet their needs. God, pour upon Sister Sherry the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord God, that she may walk according to what you have said and not according to human feelings, oh God, and unto the flesh, oh God. But, Lord God, that she will give her daughters the right words, and, Lord God, and as you give him her revelation, that she may minister, Lord God, to her daughters in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You still there, Sister Cherry?
I'm still here. Thank you so much.
Okay. Was anyone else saying anything?
Yes, I just said, I'm sorry. I stepped out just a little bit when you called me. I couldn't hear, I didn't hear at all. But thank you for the message. But, thank God for using you to give me the message. And may God continue to bless your ministry mightily and abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you, Minister Gigi. All right. We're about to close out on Bible Storyland. We will be on God Save the Same next week on Family Day. Bible Storyland will come on according to God's plan. It will be Family Day. So dial in. I'm going to try to find out from Blog Talk Radio why certain people couldn't get in. I don't know. Maybe whatever. But anyway, hopefully next week we'll all be able to get on with no problem. I thank the Lord. Father, we just thank you that you commanded us.
Yes, Sister G, the phone, major phone companies registered that number as a non, as the number you got to pay for, because that's come. I couldn't get on either, so then I decided to come from my landline.
Oh,
it's
now that's
it's the mobile company.
They have been doing that with the prayer lines, but that's the first time they've done it with the radio.
But that was something else, I
won't
be able to, it's a non-number,
something like that. Okay. All right, well, I'll look into it, and I'll be praying about it, and you all pray about it as well. So, you know, the devil is busy. He wants to shut Jesus out of our lives, but that's an impossibility.
Uh-huh.
So we thank God. We thank God that next week we'll all be able to get on with no problem. Father, in the name of Jesus, you commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you love us so much so that you sent Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for us returning the love back to you. In the name of Jesus, we honor your presence. We honor what you're doing in us. And we bless your name. We praise your name. We honor your presence, oh God. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Oh, God, we thank you for healing our bodies, hearing our prayer requests, answering our prayer requests, delivering us in every area that we need delivered in the name of Jesus. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Keep on loving God. Keep on being loving God means being obedient to him, not just with our lips, but loving with our whole heart. So I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, same time. All right, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless each of you. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Love you, too. Thank you for the prayer again. It's
Bye. Bye. Bye.